With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Department of Veterans Affairs could be in for a major haircut. The VA plans a large-scale reorganization that would see 80,000 jobs cut from the sprawling agency. That's according to an internal memo obtained by the AP. The goal would be to return to 2019 staffing levels of just below 400,000. A court intervenes in the Trump administration's attempt to trim the NIH budget.
After temporarily blocking the National Institutes of Health cuts last month, a federal judge is putting the cuts on hold for longer while lawsuits proceed. Scientists argue that a drastic reduction in medical research funding will endanger patients and delay new life-saving discoveries. The Trump administration has dismissed some of the funding expenses as overhead, but universities and hospitals argue they're far more critical. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's demand, his final ultimatum for an immediate hostage release, is being brushed aside by Hamas, which is making some demands of its own.
Hamas has said Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to back out of the ceasefire agreement that they reached in January. The agreement calls for negotiations over a second phase in which the hostages would be released in exchange for more Palestinians held in Israeli jails, a lasting ceasefire, and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Negotiations on that phase were supposed to begin in early February. Only limited preparatory talks have been held so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
European leaders holding an emergency summit in Brussels, facing the real prospect of their countries having to shoulder more of the responsibility for their own defense and for the defense of Ukraine as it battles the Russians. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 444 points. NASDAQ futures off 345. This is SRN News. Women who have abortions are more likely to attempt suicide.
According to a new study in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology, 35% of women who have had an abortion will go on to try and take their own life. That's three times more than women who have not had the procedure. Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute tells the Christian Post, quote, "We must believe these women who tell us directly that their abortion caused them harm." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is touting its persecution of Christians. The communist government has released a statement saying that, quote, its public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They have worked to curb the growth and spread of cults, mitigating potential threats to national security. China considers Christianity to be a cult and only allows worship inside heavily regulated state churches where the party is put first above everything else. This is SRN News. Congressman Daryl Issa nominates President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize.
In a statement, Issa said President Trump ideally represents what the Nobel Peace Prize should stand for. The Republican lawmaker from California added that not since President Reagan has an American president better represented the national resolve of peace through strength or the fundamental case for a world without war. If chosen, President Trump would be the fifth U.S. president to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A new Columbia University disciplinary committee is investigating students who have criticized Israel. Known as the Office of Institutional Equity, the board has launched a flurry of investigations into students for sharing social media posts critical of Zionism and joining unauthorized campus demonstrations. One student being investigated for helping to write an op-ed piece calling for divestment from Israel. More details, SRNNews.com.